Happy Halloween and welcome back, pod people, to our Halloween Hauntathon. As always, I am James Reinhardt.
I'm Justin Morgan.
Chuck Phillips.
Brad Wacko.
Welcome back, Brad.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Our daily countdown to our Halloween, our 2018 Halloween episode continues as we discussed previous Halloween films, minus the Rob Zombie ones. And we're getting near the end of the original run. Today we are on Halloween H2O, 20 years later.
Today's 2 days before Halloween. And the movie starts 2 days before Halloween.
It does.
Can you believe that? That can't just be coincidence.
Maybe not.
With a movie called Halloween.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm jumping around already. Because we didn't get into the movie
literally
at all.
In his chair, he's jumping around.
He is.
But,
wiggling.
There's a line in the movie where, we didn't even talk about the plot, but I just gotta get right into it. Where Josh Harnett, who is Jamie Lee Curtis's son, is like, "It's Halloween day, Mom. We have to talk about it." And she's like, "I didn't even notice." I'm like, "Where the fuck were you that you didn't notice Halloween was coming up?" Like, everyone's getting ready for Halloween, and
you didn't notice it.
You didn't realize it was like, yeah, like commercials on television, or the fact that people were starting to sell shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you weren't that secluded.
Probably just looking at a calendar every day.
You see the word October, and you're like, fuck.
I think you know what it is.
But, so yeah, that was it. I just want to talk about how Halloween is a day in October. Last day in October.
Yeah,
did this one just completely, like, in the original, like in the sequels, like she had the daughter who had the kid.
Oh, yeah,
they
started from two.
That's
everything.
And then they're doing it again.
Yeah,
that's the question
I had about this one, because I guess they decided on set when they're filming that this would ignore 4, 5, and 6. But, four, five, and six, and I guess technically three, which everyone's ignored. But originally, I guess in the script, they did have references to 4, 5, and 6. And
because I think Kevin Williamson wrote the first draft, and he was gonna keep all that stuff in, they said. Like, he was gonna reference that, but then they took him off the script, and then...
I think it would have made more sense.
Everything.
Well, they said that's why she's in the Witness Protection Program. And I guess the idea was to keep continuity with the other ones, and that that's why she didn't actually die in the car accident. Because they do say in the newspaper clippings at the beginning of the movie, they say that she died in a car accident, which is something strictly brought up in Halloween 4.
Yeah.
You're right.
So they did keep that kind of continuity with 4. And so I think they were going to keep that it was happening, like all this other stuff happened, but... they thought that the focus was really getting off of Jamie Lee Curtis's character, which not that they kept like a great focus on her character.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that and those newspaper clippings at the beginning, they show like a photo of bloody scissors, and that I guess in the original cut, they had newspaper clippings that were referencing the events of 4, 5, and 6, and those scissors are supposed to reference when Jamie attacks her mom at the end of 4. But they cut all of that. My question about when this originally was intended to be in continuity 4, 5, and 6 is that presumably the car accident was used as a cover to get her into witness protection, but that makes her a far worse person, I think, than Michael Myers, because her and her husband presumably go into witness protection of their other kid. But they're like, "Oh, that other kid, Jamie,
yeah,
we can just leave with a complete stranger."
Yeah.
This movie has such weird things. The one thing, and I don't think this is jumping too far, but I thought it was so weird that they switched it from, like, Michael's motivations have switched so many times. First, it's just he wants to kill his family, so he's trying to kill Laurie Strode, which even that was added later. It wasn't even in the original.
Yeah.
And then it got added then we got the whole Thorn thing of, well, he's got it's a curse that he has to kill his whole family. And then this one just flat out turns it into a weird thing that every time someone in his family turns 17, he needs to kill them.
Is that what I said in the new one?
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis, it's never really flat out said, but she brings it up that She's like, oh, Michael Myers killed his sister. I guess it could be implied that his sister was, like, 17. And then she goes, I was 17 when it happened to me. And they specifically bring up that Josh Hartnett's 17 at some point. Oh, because he's got a card from his dad that's a month late.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy 17th birthday on it. And that's when she looks up, sees the card on the mantle, goes, he's 17. And I was like, so that's now Michael's motivation? Is he has to kill them on their 17th birthday?
From what I was reading, too, they originally they wanted to make it a copycat killer. Hence,
it shows.
Hence, a lot
it's
of the problems,
weird.
Like, they talked about him burning, but then they use a mask that you can see his fucking eyes, and he clearly lost his eyes, so that would make sense for it to be, like, a copycat killer of some sort.
It almost feels like, I don't know, at least from some of the shots, like, the doctor would be the killer or something like that, the doctor that's supposed to be her...
The Arkin guy
interest.
That seems like he's asleep half the time.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
very creepy and weird, and yeah, he walks into the girl's dorm room and is just like, well, how's it going, ladies? And
yeah.
Like,
wasn't that his daughter? Wasn't the one supposed to be his daughter?
I don't know if they made that explicit.
I don't think they ever mentioned that.
He told him that he
was
in his nipples pierced and left.
Yeah. there's very much... I know... Like I said, I know Kevin Williamson wrote the first
draft. Very Kevin Williamson dialogue.
Most of the movie... that's what he's not credited as a writer. He's only credited as a producer. But I feel like so much of this movie still just feels like Scream with Michael Myers as the killer instead of Ghostface.
Well,
so much of the movie still feels like his movie, even though three other people are credited as writers on it.
I think that he tried to get the writing credit, but the other guy in his contract wouldn't budge and even like share credit with him.
I think because, even the beginning feels like something from a Scream movie.
It starts like a Scream movie.
The main characters all get killed. Like, you think, oh, are these the main characters in the movie? And then they all get killed very violently.
Yeah.
It's cool they have the nurse back from the original.
Wearing the exact same clothes. She hasn't updated her fashion.
Didn't update nurse clothes. I don't know.
We meet Joseph Gordon-Levitt and some other guy. and they get killed by Michael. I guess it's supposed to be he breaks into the nurse's house to find out where Lori
cool.
is. Yeah.
That's...
The thing that I thought would have been cooler is she's in her house, and you see that Michael Myers is in there, and I think the shots are really well constructed, but when she goes back in her house and doesn't wait for the police, and the kids go back next door, I thought it would be great. I know they kill him off camera, but I think it would be great to, like, have her in her house with no electricity. Like, she's going to get killed. And while the kids are just, like, having, like, a very comfortable, just showing them getting, like...
Perhaps.
We really have to show them getting killed. Just, like, you know, open a door and there he is. Like, in their, where you don't expect him to be.
Yeah, and even, like, her death where, like, the police are next door and she's trying to call them for help.
It's, like, Scream.
It's very
Scream.
That, I think, is... And I told Justin before we recorded earlier, because I didn't watch Scream when they first came out. I just, like, missed them for some reason. And so I'd seen this movie on TV before, like, on AMC or something when they replay the movies all the time. And I remember thinking... pretty well made. And then Justin showed me Scream not that long ago, and this is the first time I've rewatched it since then, and my first thought was, it's just fucking Scream. They're watching Scream 2 on one of the TVs, which is a very odd thing. They're watching the part where Sarah Michelle Gellar's supposed to kill
them. I have a huge problem with this. Well, first of all, I read that they originally were doing I Murdered an Axe. I Married an Axe Murderer because it was Mike Myers. And they thought that was funny. But the reason Scream 2 doesn't work is because in this universe, Scream 1 has to exist where Jamie Lee Curtis is in the Halloween movie that they watch in Scream 1.
Yeah, good call,
So it doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah, that was stupid.
They actually made fun of that in the show Love, where they talked about... it's interesting. In the show Friends, they watch Die Hard, they talk about Die Hard, and then Bruce Willis shows up, but no one's like, he looks just like Bruce Willis in Die Hard. And it's actually pretty clever, because this is Netflix show Love. They're talking about Home Alone, and then the one person's dad ends up being Marv. but no one questions that's the character.
Well,
that's
funny.
So they do a reference to it and then have an actor in it like that, and I thought that was pretty clever.
What is what someone brought up in the Marvel movies, they always reference Kevin Bacon. They reference the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. They reference that.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they're like, so they're like, in the Marvel universe, Kevin Bacon exists as an actor. And I thought about that. I'm like, you know, because he's acted in the X-Men movies, and that led to a fan theory that the X-Men movies exist in the Marvel universe as movies. But then
that's
I'm like,
good.
But what if Kevin Bacon ends up in a Marvel film?
You might.
Are they going to, like...
I think he will, but I think he would be Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, he would.
Probably,
I
right?
really think at this point, since I mentioned him, like, 2 or 3 times, he would have to be Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, they have mentioned him, like, twice, yeah, that him in Footloose.
The best one, I thought, was it Ragnarok, where they ask if he's around or something, and is he part of the Guardians, or is he Avenger now? And he's like, I don't know, probably.
Oh, yeah,
I haven't been
there
in a while.
That's Infinity War, yeah, they mentioned that. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. And then later on, where Spider-Man mentions Footloose, and Star-Lord's like, is this still the best movie ever made? And Spider-Man's like, it never was. Yeah. Anyway, so
I think another thing that's interesting, and this has been happening in every Halloween movie, is that Michael Myers is the only serial killer slasher that needs to worry about his transportation needs on a regular basis. Every other, you know, Jason Voorhees never leaves Crystal Lake, and when he does, he has something else that takes him to other places. You know, Freddy Krueger exists in your dreams.
Yeah.
Michael Myers always has to get a fucking car from somewhere. Any other movie would just be... He would just be there, and wouldn't say anything about
it. Did you think the car not the Buick, not the first thing, but whatever the hell the mom and little girl were driving...
That weird truck.
...was like... It looked like the Jeepers Creepers truck. Like,
yeah.
Where the fuck... who's driving this creepy truck?
Yeah.
Like, it was too creepy. Like, it didn't even make sense that woman would even be driving
like
that.
Why
would
she
stop there anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The
that's good mothering right there, man.
Yeah,
that's slap of the sketchy thing with a car that's clearly there...
Yeah, the women's room is locked for some reason.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was too dumb, because I think in that, I would have checked the third stall, because even though I don't think I'm getting murdered, I usually am aware if other people are in the fucking restroom with me.
Yeah.
Like, I always hate movies where people get in the restroom and they just start talking. Before I was talking smack on people, I'd be like, is anyone in here?
Know.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you would know if someone's in there. But if I saw that car with the slashed tires or whatever the fuck happened to the tire, maybe it broke down, but I don't think he would have been able to drive to that rest stop.
Yeah.
So I feel like he just drove there and slashed his own tires. I would have thought maybe it was an abandoned car of some sort, and not thinking that maybe the first time I opened the door, there's somebody in here.
Still sketchy. Like, just wait till you found, like, a McDonald's or something. Like, don't...
Another pet peeve, huge pet peeve. I hate when people go into these nasty-ass bathrooms and just sit on
the
toilets.
I know.
Who does that?
The mom, you're right.
And they always sit on it in the full clothes, too.
I know.
If I went into a random restroom, just picked a stall, and sat my ass down, I guarantee you I'd have shit and piss on the back of my pants.
I know.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite little jokes in The Mask is, like, at one point when Jim Carrey's in jail, you see him, like, laying toilet paper on the edge of the toilet. And and I'm like, yeah, I totally would. But no other character in any movie has ever done that. But
funny.
I'm like, yeah, no,
good
I wouldn't.
Reference, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of The Mask.
When you said The Mask, I was thinking literally of Mike Myers.
I said for a second, too. Which, goddamn. Well, to go back even earlier on, like, so the opening, with Daenerys and, like, Joey Gordon-Levitt, like, that, I guess, was all right. And then you have, like, these stupid-ass cop actors or whoever, when he's like, oh, Michael Myers, well, I don't think so, or whatever. And then, like, which seemed poor acting and cheesy. And then, like, the score, they switched things around, which I didn't like.
They literally used music from the Scream movies.
Yeah.
And which I think sucks, because it's... I was saying to Chuck earlier, Scream's music was almost kind of satirical. Like, it's supposed to be, like, a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they had that same ridiculous music for Michael Myers, where it should have been just, like, a little tad more serious or something.
The legacy of the first Scream is so ironic to me, because Scream is a parody. It's a parody of slasher movies, and it ushered in a second wave of slasher films that did not get the joke, and then... Scary Movie happened, which is a parody of a parody. Like, nobody understood that what Scream was trying to do.
But Scream is also it is also a scary movie on top of being a parody.
Yeah, that's what I love about
Scream.
Like, it has the roles, it sticks strictly to the roles.
Yeah, that's why I think Scream is brilliant, but the fact that, like, it's so misunderstood even to today, and, like, this is a great example of that, of like a film that just completely fucking missed a point.
And I don't know, man. So I remember, because I did just, even before you guys were nice enough to bring me on board, I just randomly watched it a couple weeks ago and watched all the Halloweens. And yeah, right off the bat, I'm like, dude, this is already just starting off so cheesy.
It's the beginning of the one where it has the shot. The beginning of this. Is that what has the shot of his
like
mask?
Mr. Sandman comes on, which is cool. I mean,
yeah,
I guess
it connects it back to the second one.
Yeah,
at least, I think that's where they probably put that in specifically to make sure you knew, oh, this is has nothing to do with the other ones.
Yeah,
we're specifically picking up after two.
And as a fan, like, you would probably pick up on it, like, oh, yeah. And like they brought the nurse back, which if you're a fan, like you would. I think they show her picture and stuff to kind of.
So there's a picture
of her and Loomis.
I think it'd be kind of cool if they didn't have the nurse, and you didn't know the connection, and it was like Loomis's. I know Loomis's daughter was part of an early draft, but just like a no-name character that you didn't know, and then when you went into the room, it was like. You saw that it was, like, Loomis's daughter and had information on Strode or something like that.
Yeah,
because why the fuck does a nurse...
Right,
why does the nurse have that shit?
Yeah, why does she have, like, all those random files still?
Well, she's stealing shit.
Well, they mentioned that Loomis was living with her and that she was taking care of Loomis.
Oh, you're right.
So that was all Loomis's stuff.
Yeah, but most cases like that, I'm sure would have to get turned over to somebody.
Probably.
Yeah,
and
like
I also,
the authorities would come and be like, those are all like HIPAA violations, we need to take all
Also, it doesn't make much sense, too, that the fact that Michael Myers got his eyes shot out, burned to death, and then they put her in witness protection. Like, they should have said, like, they were copycats of some sort, and that's why they made her
Well, that, but also, let's get back to, originally this was supposed to tie into 4, 5, and 6. They had filmed a scene other than just the newspaper clippings where, and she's teaching a class and her kids are giving book reports, and one of her students read a book about Michael Myers, and that essentially would have filled in the audience as to what had happened. And that the kid gives his book report and brings up, you know, that, you know, Laurie Strode was killed in a car accident, but she had a daughter, and Michael came after her daughter 1 year, then another year, then her daughter disappeared, and 5 years later was found dead. And I guess Laurie runs out of the room and, like, has, like, a panic attack and vomits. But they filmed the scene, they took it out. But once again, like, it's fucking shitty of the character to, like, take her one kid and leave and leave Jamie.
If they explained it better, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, no,
the kid was taken away from her, it wasn't.
But they just cut it. I mean, it was a short movie. I mean, it was like, it's like an hour 20.
Yeah, it is
five,
really short. Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, sometimes anymore, man, especially with a movie like that, it's like, I feel good about it. I'm like, all right.
I think overall,
it's nice and tight.
I think overall, it's a lot scarier than the last several movies. Maybe some moments of 4.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think it gets ruined a little bit by the Scream influences over top of it.
There's so many weird things, like just the one shot. Towards the end, when I think it's when she's the only one left in the school after she sends Josh Hartnett and Michelle Williams out, and they have the weird thing where he lowers himself down by the axe. I'm like, where was he at to begin with, though? That ceiling isn't that tall. Like, what is he doing?
No,
he's strong.
He's sure he's by the axe, or
he's holding
on.
Yeah,
when he's holding on the axe. It's just weird
because
it feels like she should have been able to see him somewhat.
The axe, and I guess he was like hanging on like a beam.
Like lowers himself. That's a weird part. And then when she gets under the tables and she's looking around, his legs are gone, and then it just cuts to a shot of him on top of the tables, and he's got his knife, and he just sits around like, I'll get her when she comes out eventually. It goes in the territory of like so bad it's good. Like it starts really making me like laugh
a lot of it. I think I would say more of it is good than bad. More of it has the moments that make more sense than not. Like the weird kid, the kid from
Jumanji.
Him getting cornered by Michael being murdered makes sense. And then the girl having to go up that, what are those things called?
The dumbwaiter.
Yeah, having to go up that and still
getting
her
leg crushed.
Yeah.
The one thing I can say I didn't like was, they missed an opportunity to kill to give him the corkscrew in the eye or something like that. Like, that's what I was waiting to, because he keeps going, I gotta get a corkscrew. I'm like, he's gonna get killed with that corkscrew.
It almost
reminds
me a little bit of Final Destination kind of shit.
Yeah.
Well, this would still be before,
where, like, what kid, like, when he dropped a corkscrew in there in the garbage disposal, like, he hit the switch to see what it, like, don't hit any switches, just grab it.
Yeah, I thought that too, because, yeah, there's that big, long, tense scene that's, like, building up for the garbage disposal.
You're waiting for something to happen, and then all that happens
is... It would almost be better if he just turned it on, like, held the kid's hand in it and turned it on.
That's what it seems like it's going.
Yeah. I thought, like, I'm like, I drop shit down my garbage disposal all the time, and I always just reach in and pull it out. And I don't take, like... This kid took, like, fucking 2 hours.
I mean, as long as, like, Lexi's not in the kitchen with you, turning switches on.
I'm pretty sure no one's going to touch the switch.
Yeah, the switch is right there, too, so, like...
Some fuse blows, and it turns on.
Yeah, but he's like groping in here for hours to find a corkscrew, and I'm like, you just reach in, grab
it. Oh, when he pulls it out, it's like the size of, it's like the largest corkscrew.
But it's his biggest garbage disposal ever because he can't find it. And like I said, I'm just like, I reach in, pull it out. And,
I guess it's supposed to make the audience
think. Yeah, I think it's supposed to put you on edge, yeah.
But dude, that's when, I mean, like, I guess we could start talking about the masks. Because there's multiple in this one. That's like the CGI mask.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. Yeah.
God damn, dude.
That's the shot. Yeah, I couldn't remember that at the beginning.
That's exactly. That's right when he turns around. Do you realize that?
Yeah, the CGI mask. What the fuck is that? But I guess they changed the mask.
The mask is so bad. Even Michael Myers in this one, I think, is the worst in any of the movies.
I don't like when you see Michael's eyes.
You see his eyes way too much. And his eyes look stupid, too, man. I'm like, I just don't. It's like some scrawny actor with these buggy-ass eyes that you see way too clearly.
I think the eyes maybe would have worked better if, like, the lighting was different, so you didn't see the eyes too much, but maybe saw them in the final shot.
Maybe. Yeah, the final shot, maybe, because,
like,
they're looking at each other.
Like, make it more emotional, but...
His stupid hair is, like, spiked up, and he's, like...
He's got that late 90s spiky...
I don't know, dude. But out of all... Because just rewatching all of them, like, this is my, I think, the worst Myers.
Myers' hair on his mask is flaky?
It spikes up. It looks terrible.
It's weird.
I think it looks terrible. He's walking down the dark hallways, and, like,
it's pretty rough. I still don't like 4. I think 4 still might be the worst for me, just because that's...
Worse than 5?
That's, like, the plainest one.
You like 5 more than 4?
5 just looks goofy because that's the one that's, like, it's too long.
I don't know why they didn't just keep the mask from 6, because even though I thought it had too much hair...
6? Yeah, I like 6 mask way better than this one.
They said it's in this one, but I don't... Yeah, they keep changing it so fucking much.
They change it so much.
I don't know where it's at.
I hate it, man.
And once again, that's what I brought up with 5. Like, they can't get masks to look the fucking same. They have to change it every goddamn...
I would just literally have him go to a fucking... I said this probably every episode... Just have him grab a fucking Michael Myers mask from a Halloween store.
And then
you know what? Now the mask is different for a reason.
Yeah.
And I think Michael Myers masks would make 1,000% sense.
Yeah.
In the world that this killer is so notorious that I think it's weird that he's so notorious for killing, like, just a handful of people on Halloween night. Like, the other professor knew exactly the story.
Yeah, everyone knows who Michael Myers is in this.
I'm sure there's tons of people that have killed a bunch of people on Halloween night that we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, like, when you look at film serial killers, like, yeah, what Michael did, I don't, at least by today's standards, isn't that awful. But you think about Jason Voorhees in that man's Reign of Terror, like, he would be a notorious serial killer. Like,
he was, like, in his numbers, like, in the hundreds, probably.
Yeah, like, especially if you look at the first 4 films, all 4 of those films take place over, like, a weekend or something.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely would be up there if, like, Charles Manson and shit in real life. And Michael, like, I feel like you'd have to be a real true crime, like, you know, expert to know Michael.
Now, it would be cool. I mean, I think it'll work a lot better with the new movie coming out, which now people probably have seen because that weekend is over, but we haven't seen it yet because we're pre-recording these. I imagine that it would almost be more legendary to have this guy come in, try to kill these people, you know, 17 years later, whatever the hell it is, and then they never found them again. I think that kind of creepy thing would, maybe that story would get out there.
Yeah.
That would be like an Unsolved Mysteries or something.
Yeah.
Like, they never found him. Like, it doesn't make sense why he could never be found after that night.
Yeah, you know, his psychiatrist insists that he shot him 6 times and then he disappears, you know.
Yeah, like, that would be creepy, and I think people would fucking remember it.
Yeah, I think so. And when I was thinking, before they announced this new Halloween, I was thinking of, if I did a new Halloween, how would I do it? And that was, like, the angle I took was, the main character is like a true crime novelist researching this, and that's kind of like how they approach it, is like unsolved mysteries. You know, Michael Myers escapes from prison, kills a bunch of people, and then disappears.
I do have to say the characters in the Halloween series, for the most part, seem a lot smarter.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with Friday the 13th is I felt like they reopened the camp too many fucking times with a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
And I think just change the perspective of people maybe knowing Voorhees is out there and trying to purposefully hunt him down and catch him or something.
Yeah.
Would, even though they would get massacred because they're characters in a Friday the 13th movie.
Yeah.
At least you made them know what they were going up against.
Yeah,
and
they're
were
knowledgeable characters.
It.
Yeah.
Not like, let's go have sex in the lake. Be like, oh, the lake that everybody's died at for the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good idea. Let's do it.
It was good though. I guess to talk positives about this one. At the school, that was cool. It was different locations. So I was back in...
Mm-hmm.
But not in Haddonfield in this
one. That was a different location.
To kind of spice it up. But actually, Jamie Lee Curtis, maybe we talked about this in the last podcast, but she almost got screwed out of the deal with this one, because originally when she signed on, you guys may know this, but for the audience, when she signed on, originally it was like, oh yeah, Carpenter's directing and scoring. Like, you're gonna kill Michael Myers. Like, she's... All these things was... That's what was talked about when she signed on. And then so she signed away her shit, and all of a sudden Carpenter, something happened, he was out.
There was a pay dispute with him.
Oh really?
Yeah, because this is something I've seen so many times, is Carpenter felt like he never got paid for the first Halloween. So I guess he was asking for a lot for this one, and they didn't want to pay him.
They said $10 million.
Yeah, $10 million is what he's asked for.
And then she's attached. Yeah, Carpenter, I guess, for that reason, backed out. And then they said, oh, well, you can't kill Michael Myers, actually. So she's like, well, fuck, man. Like, all the stuff she signed on because of those things, they completely...
Whoa, what's that
gone.
Guy's name? Mustafa Akkad.
Mustafa
Akkad, yeah.
He didn't want the character to be killed. And the one bit of trivia I read, too, was they still went ahead with, decapitating Michael Myers. But in the cut that he saw, Michael just straight up lives, I guess, for some reason.
Yeah, they showed him.
Oh, really?
So they, gave him a...
Shit, I don't know.
Yeah, because they wanted to kill off Michael Myers in this one, but he didn't want to because of sequels.
Who cares?
Most
of these movies just,
before and he just comes back.
The movie definitely fails. Like, Resurrection, when we get to it for tomorrow's episode, definitely feels like they didn't think out the kill too well.
Yeah.
But that's most of these movies, oh, the character got blown apart. How are you going to bring him back? And
they'll get...
I'm going to smoke some weed and figure this out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because, I guess that was one idea they pitched as a way of bringing him back for future sequels, is this would be a copycat, but they wouldn't reveal it was a copycat till the next movie. And then I guess Kevin Williamson suggested the idea of, well, what if we kill him off in this one, and then in the next one we reveal that he switched places with one of the ambulance technicians.
I think the copycat would have made more sense to me.
Yeah. I think so, too, yeah.
Like, the technician, I mean, we're not in the Resurrection movie, but I literally, he does act weird, so I feel like when you watch H2O that they did keep in mind that maybe this wouldn't be Michael Myers. But, he acts real weird, but, he holds his head.
Yeah.
I would take off the mask, although I don't know if she would recognize him without the mask.
She probably wouldn't.
I mean, she's not...
I think the guy that they had, just, a fat guy with a mustache, I think she might... I think there might be a slight, that doesn't look like the guy I stabbed in the eye 20 years ago when he took his mask off.
And I know, and I guess originally
the eyes are off or something.
Yeah.
So that was sweet. I mean, to jump to the end, that was a great ending.
Yeah, the ending was... I like the entire last act of just Laurie and Michael fighting.
Yeah,
I think it's
cool.
Great.
The best
yeah.
moment is when she gets rid of the kids and they hype up the original Halloween music and she just literally is chasing
yeah.
Michael.
No, that
yeah.
was good.
And that's what it looks like is mostly going to be the new movie. She's ready for Michael.
Yeah. I think once again I read it during the original script. He speaks in that scene where he's pinned against a tree right before she chops his head off. I think he says her name.
Hmm.
I'm glad they took that out because I don't think Michael has to talk.
And then Zombie swung in and took that credit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
groaning, talking Michael.
Mm-hmm. I think he should have been motherfucker,
trick or treat, mother.
But originally in the script, I guess the final confrontation was much crazier. There was a bus chase and a helicopter. crashes into helicopter blades, chop Mike one
half. How does that script even get written?
it does not even make sense.
Yeah. Well, even at the end of this, it doesn't make sense, because, like, you know, she stabs him a bunch of times, and he falls off the balcony onto the thing, and then he's put in a body bag and taken away.
Oh, I hate, too, when she throws a knife down. Like, she does it so many times in this movie. Like, when she hits him with the fire extinguisher, just finish him off.
Yeah.
But she throws it down, and then when he falls... Oh, and then the stupid thing with,
LL Cool J runs in and is like, he's dead, he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's get away from him. Let me stab him, LL Cool J. You should stay dead.
Yeah. One of my favorite things with LL Cool J is, you know, they shoot, he's a security guard. He's coming up the stairs and they shoot him because they think he's Michael Myers. And then at the end he shows up again. And I love, one of the favorite jokes going on is that he's an aspiring writer trying to write, like, smutty romance novels. And then, you know, at the end when they take away Michael Myers' body, he's on the phone with his wife, being like, I'm gonna write a romantic thriller. And then he walks off camera, and then you hear him go, like, I'm fine, a bullet just grazed me. And I'm like, that was added post, because everyone's like, why is he still alive? But it's so bad. Like,
it's another, I always bring it up just because it's the one I always remember. It's another Ken Foray in Leatherface. Like,
yeah,
the character clearly got killed at some point in this movie, and test audience is like,
popped up.
Oh, you can't kill him, he was the funny security guard. And so he randomly pops up at the end of
the
game.
I think
we're leaving.
Fucking add with the next one.
I think he was a great character, but I think they should have just kept him dead.
Yeah.
I think so, because that would have been like,
even if he just was at the end and they just like showed him with a head wound on him and be like, I think he's going to survive. Like, he didn't need to come back.
Yeah,
because
you get him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, then she doesn't think Michael's dead, so she hijacks the ambulance and he raises up in the body bag and then it crashes and she chops it. Yeah, like
the body bag works.
Well,
I mean, it works so well that she like steals the van.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess as much as I hate the LL Cool J holding her back, it is kind of cool to be like, I guess I can't do anything about it, and I stole the fucking van. Like, that actually is kind of cool. It logically doesn't make sense that he somehow falls faster than the van falls, but...
Yeah.
Right.
And somehow she gets thrown out.
And that he's not instantly dead when he's crushed between a tree and a van. Like, he should be paralyzed at that point.
Yeah.
Even when he's...
My thing is, like, this is a controversial pick, but a controversial choice, but because I know there's a lot of questioning between this and Resurrection as how Michael would come back. But to me, like, we've seen him die so many times, like, I wouldn't think it too far fetched to see Michael just pick up his head and put it back on.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
At this point,
well, especially if you had the curse crap, like, why couldn't his head just come back on?
Yeah, like, to me, like, Michael Myers, there's always been something vaguely supernatural about him that we've never really addressed. So, like, I'd have no problem with this. With this entry, with this franchise leaning into that and just doing that, like, I think that'd be a creepy shot too. Just
have like Jason Goes to Hell worm crawl to his head and take over
spider thing. No, overall, I think this is, if you're gonna break the series up, this is probably one of the Halloweens that I like enjoy more.
Yeah,
I do enjoy this.
I think it's better than 3 through 6. I definitely do.
I think so. Like, I would maybe put 4. I don't know. 4 and this are pretty close, but this one's definitely better than 5 and 6. I think 5 and 6 are the worst ones. I don't think Resurrection is the worst one. Truthfully, I don't.
Four, I don't like at all. Like, I feel like I hate the characters. I think towards the end it gets a little bit better. Like, where they're going. Like, I don't know if they. I don't know. I don't know how
but everyone thinks this one's better than 4, though.
I think the motives of most characters seem pretty well thought out. Like, Laurie Strode's character seems pretty well thought out. I'm fine with the son.
Their stuff's all fine.
I think the kid seems a little bit older than a 17-year-old, but...
Always.
I mean, we do have to take a moment to talk about the cast. Like, Josh Hartnett, this is his first film. Michelle Williams, who I think is one of the best actresses in Hollywood today.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, Joseph
Gordon. Early credit for him.
LL Cool J.
I think LL Cool J is actually pretty good in this.
Yeah, I think
he must have been, because Deep Blue Sea came out maybe the following year. Because he was in that, too.
Probably around, like, 98 or something.
Because this was 98.
Like, yeah. I thought Deep Blue Sea was, like, 2000 or something.
No, no, no. No, I think it's, like, I'm going to say 99.
I want to say Deep Blue Sea was around the same time.
Like, yeah.
When I saw the trailer for Deep Blue Sea, I thought it looked like the best movie ever made.
It was the best movie.
It was,
yeah.
Yeah.
Deep Blue Sea's good.
have you not seen it yet? I mean,
you're really hey, man.
Are you still waiting for somebody?
I know, I saw Deep Blue Sea as soon as I could. Okay, that came out in 99, so that was 1 year after. Yeah.
And he survived in that one, too. Man.
I mean, I didn't mind the rest of the kids either.
Yeah,
like,
they were fine.
Yeah.
The Alan Partridge.
Was good.
Yeah, Parrish,
yeah.
Yeah. He was a little obnoxious. Like, he was a little too much, but I didn't mind.
But I don't know. It feels like that's what his character is supposed to be. Like, he's supposed to be, like, the annoying friend that is always bugging him and stuff like that.
But do you think he would have, like, that girl, like, under his finger like he did? I didn't think that fit that character too much.
They're in a private school. They can't go very far.
How about
there were plenty of other people in that school. It was weird too that they had their field trip or whatever like before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that really fit most schools.
On Halloween weekend.
Yeah, that is weird. They're like, we're gonna go to Yosemite on.
It sounds like. I mean, I know Halloween's not a huge holiday, but it sounds like something where it's like more people would just be like, yeah, we're just gonna have like a small party here.
School's
yeah.
not gonna waste the time. Actually, I think a small party would have made more sense. Like,
yeah.
just had Michael Myers at a Halloween party would
oh, yeah,
be great.
With the masks
yeah,
on,
it would be
yeah.
great. Like, just literally, I mean, it might even happen in a movie, but just literally
yeah.
walking around where like people are like bumping into him or like hands him a drink,
yeah.
and
yeah.
he just like takes the drink. Like,
yeah,
I think
just,
it's so
yeah,
fucking
just with it.
Yeah. I think that would be so great.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be better than a Yosemite field trip. Or even me, where like, he's like, oh, I'm going to stay back and drink. I'm not going to go to Yosemite. I'm like, you fucking idiot. Go to Yosemite. Like, it's
yeah.
beautiful, you know? Like, I'd go.
And then, but I think that's where Michael would probably go, too.
To Yosemite?
Yeah.
yeah, he
follow him.
Yeah, he probably would, yeah.
I don't know. Josh Hartnett's weird.
He deserves to die for that haircut alone in this
movie. I don't like the baggy clothes of the 90s where, like, nobody had, like, clothes that fit them for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally when they showed the extras that were supposed to be the prep kids, there were a bunch of kids that their pants were too long. Like, you could see that it was, like maybe 5 inches longer than they should have, so they had, like, super baggy pants and
mm-hmm.
baggy... Like, no one fit these people. They're like, we don't have the money. Just throw a jacket.
Yeah.
That's how it was, man.
Yeah.
You were around the 90s,
yeah,
too.
The 90s, yeah. Wearing baggy clothes was the style.
At a prep school?
Well, you gotta be hip. For the movie, yeah. They're trying to be hip, yeah. So Josh Hartnett's his ridiculous hairstyle, wearing clothes that are two sizes too big.
I never got his
hair. No, his hair is worse than The Faculty, which is, I think, a much better movie.
Yeah,
than
yeah
for
I
sure. Same year.
They had another Kevin Williamson movie.
Another Kevin Williamson movie. Nah, yeah, Faculty.
His hair is like as if he was wearing
glasses.
No,
Faculty has like these stupid swoops.
Oh, yeah.
They're a little bit in this one. Not as pronounced.
Dude, I had that hairstyle. Like, oh, man.
No hairstyle? Is that what?
I had whatever Josh Hart had.
Style of no
hairstyle. I got swooping out of my hat. Like,
I laid on my head just to get the style.
Yeah, man. But I guess the kids were alright, but I don't know, man.
I love
that
we're talking about his
one.
Hair in the episode.
I know. More on Josh Hartnett.
There's that podcast out there that's nothing but reviewing Josh Hartnett's filmography.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but all it is dedicated to Josh Hartnett.
Hilarious.
And they're like, we're caving into popular demand and we're doing Penny Dreadful, but we're only doing the first 3 episodes. And I'm like, Penny Dreadful's fucking great and the best thing Josh Hartnett's ever done.
Better than Lucky Number 11.
I did like
that
movie, yeah. Like, I think
yeah,
he's good.
Was,
like, he...
Yeah.
I think he got, like, a bad rep, but I think he's great. And especially Penny Dreadful. Like, he was really good in that show.
Yeah, I guess the kids weren't... Yeah, I mean, if you would rank the Halloweens, this one probably will be better than 4. Probably.
It's up there only... Well, part of that is just because so many of the other sequels are just awful. The bar was so low that... It didn't have to do too much to get above it.
Because I would think 4 is like you
enough.
Have Loomis and you kind of have more of like the classic feel. That's why like I would maybe be on the fence with H2O and 4. But this one's definitely better than 4 or 5 and 6. And
better than Resurrection.
Better than Resurrection. Which I don't think Resurrection was the worst one, man. I honestly...
6 is probably still the worst.
6 is... I think the Resurrection's better than... 6 better than 5 and maybe better than 4, man. Like, I didn't think Resurrection... You
I'm
guys are going to talk about it,
Resurrection leans still a little bit into the it has moments, I think, that are so bad it's good. Like, I mean...
Like the kung fu
like,
stuff.
Yeah,
which you guys were talking about.
Some,
at least the mask was good, though.
Entertaining.
Like, Michael Myers at least is good in fucking Resurrection,
yeah,
man.
There's entertaining
he's,
stuff,
he
man.
Looks better, and the actor's better. I can't... That's my big thing with H2O, man. Like, I just can't stand the mask, like the actor. You see his stupid buggy eyes the whole time. I can't, it drives me nuts, man. I think this is... the worst Myers out of,
I think
out
with,
of all of them, in my opinion.
With Resurrection, I mean, we'll get to it tomorrow. The episode
yeah.
will be airing. So I don't want to get that deep in it, but I know fans consider this the true finale over Resurrection. And I think this is because, compared to this, Resurrection feels kind of anticlimactic.
Probably,
yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Because this does
feel... The only
feel,
thing I really remember about it is the beginning.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah
you, haven't watched, you haven't watched it yet before the... Yeah,
yeah, and I saw Resurrection, because after I this... There was a couple years between this and Resurrection, and there's lots of speculation and lots of storylines and plots that were thrown out. And I think that's why, because, like, how are they going to follow up this? And then we got Resurrection, which is kind of like, eh. And this does feel like an ending. Like this,
It is a good ending.
Yeah.
If
like,
they never
true.
Made more, it would end with her chopping off Michael's head, and you'd
yeah.
be like, oh, great.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
yeah, it is. And
they
great.
Never would have done anymore. It would have been.
And then,
yeah.
and then do, like, the Rob Zombie remake.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
yeah
Resurrection
has
never
yeah.
existed.
Once
yeah.
remakes became a thing, because remakes weren't really a thing. I mean, Psycho. The Psycho remake actually might have been 98 as well.
Yeah, it was 98.
Yeah. But
let's talk about
true.
Psycho a little bit. So there's a lot of Psycho in this.
Yeah, Janet Leigh's in this.
Janet Leigh back.
Janet Leigh's in it, like, basically as her character from Psycho.
Like, doesn't she have some stupid joke about, like, I'm still afraid of showers? Or
yeah, she has
some...
a clogged drain joke, and then
yeah.
when she has this weird moment where she's standing by the car from Psycho, like...
Oh, yeah.
With that, I read on like the trivia is that they had like the same license plate number from that
well,
car.
Cool.
Too.
That's a cool like Easter egg, like fan. That's cool. I mean, that's whatever, and it's her mom. I mean, that's.
And the last movie she was in was The Fog.
Together.
That huge, I think, at all.
Oh really?
Was she in anything else
between The Fog and this?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I think she would like retire, and then they, she got a callback for this.
I mean, it makes sense because, you know, obviously Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, is her daughter, but also, and Psycho is considered largely to be the first slasher film. And
yeah,
how,
yeah, the Loomis name is what inspired John Carpenter to come up with Loomis's name from the character in Psycho. So.
Yeah, and
there's
why,
a Loomis in Psycho?
Yeah.
Sam Loomis.
Is that?
There's a Sam Loomis.
Is her boyfriend or is that the investigator?
It's her boyfriend, yeah.
I think it's actually Sam Loomis. He
yeah.
just took the name.
And then Loomis is the killer in Scream.
Because I thought.
Yeah, they just keep referencing that name.
Yeah. Well, I thought that John Carpenter got the name Loomis from the actress who was in Halloween and also in Assault with Precinct 13. Her name's Nancy Loomis.
Yeah, no, he...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Janet Leigh's boyfriend in Psycho's named Sam Loomis. So that's why. And also, yeah, you know, Carpenter cast Jamie Lee Curtis just because, you know, she is Janet Leigh's daughter.
Ah, shit.
I just feel like he made a pretty good choice.
I think he did, yeah. I think she proved that, you know, she's a good actress and not just, you know, the daughter of, you know, a very popular actress.
Well, how trippy is that, though? Like, picture, like, oh, my mom was in one of the most iconic horror movies of that time, and I am now in one of the and that's almost what they're known for.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it's hilarious. Because
like, when you think about Jamie Lee Curtis, like she's had a pretty long career. And
yeah.
She's been in a ton of stuff.
House Arrest.
Yeah, Freaky Friday.
True Lies.
True Lies. Yeah. Trading Places. Eddie Murphy.
Oh God, yeah. Now
yeah.
we have.
Yeah, like she's done a lot of shit, but she's best known for as a scream queen because of the Halloween franchise.
I do love Jamie Lee,
and,
though, man.
You know, immediately when they announced her involvement in the David Gordon Green Halloween, as soon as they announced her involvement, like, people perked up. They're like, fuck, you know, she's back again.
She's
you
back.
Know.
And Carpenter, too.
And
I think that's the biggest intrigue. They're able to draw these people back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this new one. I would be surprised. This new one, I'm just going to have to assume that is going to be... This is going to be better than some of those sequels, man. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
The new one could be shitty. Who fucking knows, man?
Yeah.
You know, you can make any trailer look good. I mean, let's be real here. But, I mean, look at Rob Zombie's career. I think his trailers, for the most part, are way better than his movies. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this new one should be a lot
I think of, like, what we've watched so far, it for me, like Halloween 1, obviously,
yeah,
hard to compare. 2 and H2O are like pretty much the only ones I like in some,
yeah,
some degree.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, the
2's not, yeah, 2's not bad. I mean, it's,
yeah, like 2 and H2O I think are about equal, where like they're not good, not terrible. Like they're like they're
watching, and they have this character. I mean,
yeah,
it could be. I'm sure with Jamie Lee Curtis being back was a big thing why people go towards this one. It's like, oh, you got the chick from the original,
and
now doing it again 20 years later again, which is hilarious. Every 20 years she does one of these. It's just hilarious.
It is weird. Josh Hartnett is now the age of what she was in the first. He should be back for the H2O.
He should.
It's 20 years
back.
Josh Hartnett returns.
I have to rewatch it. It's been a couple of years, but I do remember liking Rob Zombie's first one.
Yeah.
I kind of like the first half where it was like his hillbilly shit.
Yeah. You know, I just bought, because I have, and I'm a Rob Zombie fan, I had his Halloween 1 and 2 mm-hmm. on DVD, unrated, but I actually just purchased, there was like real low cost on Amazon, the Blu-ray, very like, there's no special features or anything, but it's like the theatrical versions of
mm-hmm.
Halloween and Halloween 2, which I think was better, especially Halloween 2.
Theatrical is better probably for both of them.
For both,
yeah,
I think so. That's why I bought it. I'm like, you know what, man? Like, I want to, because I'm so used to watching the DVD and watching like the unrated versions. I'm like, I want to rewatch these theatricals. I haven't seen those since the theater. And to get a different. Yeah, I should rewatch
it. Yeah, Justin and I brought that up, I think the last episode before, that the theatrical versions of Rob Zombie's Halloweens are better.
I think so, man.
And that's like a common misconception, is everyone assumes that if there's a director's cut, the director's cut is better. And
yeah,
not always.
Any Judd Apatow film is terrible as a director's cut.
Don't get me started, man. I'm really, not to sidetrack, but I started getting real fed up with his movies, man. They're so fucking long, dude. Sorry, man. Comedy shouldn't be 2.5 hours. I'm sorry. Maybe that's me, but Avengers, that could be 2.5 hours, but don't.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
yeah.
Judd Apatow's movies. And yeah, he has his unrated ones that are so much even, like, longer to you know, fuck, anyway.
Trainwreck was really good, though.
I didn't like
Trainwreck, yeah.
I don't like her, but that's also, I don't really like her, so if you're a big fan of Amy Schumer, I'm sure you would like it more. It's too long, man. This is 40, was, like, pointless and long. I'm like, oh, my God.
They do these extended cuts where it's literally 10 minutes of people telling jokes, and I'm like, no! These are bloopers!
Yeah, that drives me nuts, man. But, that's why, like, you know, a movie like Halloween H2O, when I saw, as soon as I saw, like, oh, an hour 24 or whatever it is, I'm like, fuck, dude, this is a short, this is a quick movie.
Yeah.
But and maybe that's why it's light, because if it had that even 10 minutes, like, 10 minutes goes a long way in movies, I always felt, and even if it had, like, if it was an hour 40, I'm sure the movie probably would have felt dragged out.
The end is so fucking quick, too, like...
When she's battling him, yeah, at the end, like, when she's chasing
less
them.
Than,
well, when
I
she's
think it's
in,
like, less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, when she's in that van, like, the minute she steals the van, there's, like, what, 3 minutes of screen time left before credits?
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Like, it's really, their moment that they have when he's pinned in, against a tree is, like, 10 seconds. She chops his head off, has a weird look, and then it's credits.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great ending. That
very
actually is probably, honestly, now, that's got to be the best Halloween ending out of all of them. I mean, yeah, probably even more than the first one. I mean, the first one, yeah, he's not there anymore, which is creepy.
And it's better than the second one. Well, I think
the second one, he's just him burning away, right? Is that the
second
one?
Yeah, but I think how personal it is, which is probably what's going to happen in the new one, is why this is... resonates so much with people. I think though the original Halloween ending is probably the best, where it just has all those shots of places that you've seen, just nothing. It's so much scarier just seeing all these shots of vacant places
and hearing him breathing.
But even outside of a Halloween movie, like just as a movie, ending it with like the and then it just ends, I think that's great.
That is great, yeah.
Seems very like Argento.
And it goes into the classic theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree, yeah. But I think the first one...
You're right.
The first one, I still think it's the best ending, but I do like this ending a lot.
Yeah, because, yeah, Resurrection has... you guys talk about that ending. Just a typical cliche.
Now,
pops up or whatever.
What do you think of this shitty title? Do you think it's the shittiest?
What, Halloween H2O?
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre.
H2O, I always thought it was weird because... I think one person would have been like, you can't call it H2O. It's, yeah. I know it's nerdy, but everyone's going to think water, you can't do it.
Yeah, you're going to think it's an aquatic
Even if they just had, like, the subtitle, like, 20 years later, I wouldn't have a problem with that, but...
Right, just
like
Halloween 20 years later.
Halloween H2O.
And then it probably would just be called H2O, like, when people were trying to abbreviate it.
Yeah, I think they didn't want to go
bizarre.
With 7, because they were trying to distance themselves
yeah.
from the other one, so I think... But yeah, I think the subtitle could have been Halloween 20 years later.
Yeah.
We would, yeah.
But I don't, you know, the H shows up. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it kind of has a ring to it.
I can't think. I cannot think. Not think of the water.
Can't think
of
water. water.
It's high quality H2O there.
There you come back to Sandler again. Talking about Sandler.
It is interesting though that the new one is exactly. It's just 20 years.
It's funny,
starts.
Man. Yeah.
And there's no way it's the last. The new one's the last Halloween anyways.
There were already articles saying, oh, they have plans for a sequel. That drives me nuts. It didn't come out yet.
Yeah, well, I know.
Take it easy. How many times, are they, oh, they're going to make a sequel and the movie doesn't do good and that just goes away.
But I know originally they pitched this as a 2-movie arc.
You're right.
So.
Yeah, I did hear that.
But, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens.
I'm rooting for it. I bet you it should be at least better than the zombie ones. I don't mind the zombie ones, but I can see why they're hated. And I would assume this one should be a lot better than those.
Yeah, I think it will
It
be.
Should be a lot better than a lot of these ones. And if it's not, then we're in trouble, I guess. But H2O is probably, if I would rank them, I guess it would have to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, what like benefits those are that they're so different that they don't seem like, they're definitely not copying, unless you want to say the second half of the first movie.
Are you talking about for in this... For which
for the zombie movies.
The zombie,
zombie
versions.
Ones. Yeah.
Like, okay, it doesn't... It's not better than the original at all. I mean, there's no contest.
That's what I'm saying. That's,
but at least it's something different.
It's... Yeah, well, even Rob Zombies, I put those above 6, above 5, above 4, probably above H2O and Resurrection. Like, honestly, yeah, the zombie ones compared to the rest of the Michael Myers,
yeah.
even though you guys aren't going to be talking about them, I think are some of the better of the ones. And I'm not gonna lie, guys, like I literally just watched H2O and Resurrection, and fuck, dude, I don't know, man, I don't think Resurrection's as bad as everyone makes it out to be. Like, I would rather rewatch Resurrection right now than H2O, so I don't know what that means.
We'll let you know if you were wrong or right, I guess.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
I'm sure I'm wrong, because like everyone in the world says like that's the worst one. I'm like, is it, dude? Like, fucking 6 and 5, and for those ones are pretty bad, man. Like, Resurrection, at least I don't know. Resurrection's not that bad. I'm telling
you.
Oh, man,
you can, if you want, you can come back for our Resurrection. Yeah.
We're recording this in late September now, so I don't know if it's will be the same thing. But Amazon had the producer's cut of Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, that's the 6th one, for like $5 or
$4. Really? Did you get it?
And no. I watched it online.
Rent it?
But apparently the producer's version is the one that adds, like, all the weird details that makes it even more creepy. Not creepy because it's Michael Myers killing people, but, like, this incest storyline that's just, like, what?
Really? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
But that might be worth checking out, because...
I am interested.
Well, I wanted to get that complete Halloween set that came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it sounded like it didn't have all the features that... Previous ones had.
Know.
They only
had
like the unrated
that.
Versions of the zombie movies.
Yeah.
It's like I want.
Yeah, they
don't. I want
that's
all the
dude,
cuts of everything.
They don't have the producer's cut.
Yeah, that's why on Amazon it was like the two Rob Zombies Halloween 1 and 2 Blu-ray pack. Like I said, I don't think there's even commentaries. I think they're pretty dry, but it was like $6-7. I'm like, yeah, man. And I do, yeah, because this packs. Your pack is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I would rather get that pack because like. And it looked like it had commentaries, and
yeah, it has
the commentaries are the main thing you should focus on, because all those special features, you could find those on YouTube if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
Like the documentaries and stuff. Yeah, I do like your pack. I've been planning on getting it, but I don't know. After rewatching these Halloweens, I'm like, fuck, man. Like, a lot of these, like, I don't know. I'll get it eventually to have it.
Yeah, that's mostly why I got it, because I have the complete sets of Elm Street, Friday the 13th, and Halloween. I figured I'd get the whole Unholy trilogy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think as far as, like, sequels go, this is kind of, like, what I would... Maybe not the final product want 100%, but I like the idea of, like, having the original character back and, like, trying to tie together, like, the earlier movies.
Yeah, no, that was good, man. So I guess, like, the... Yeah, it was... H2O was pretty solid.
Yeah, rather than be like, well, main character is Josh Hartnett, it's also Laurie Strode's son, but
yeah.
We'll describe that in a really shitty way without having her in the movie.
Yeah.
But you're still with us, so we got Resurrection tomorrow, and then the Halloween.
And yeah, 2018 Halloween.
2018.
The new Halloween.
H4O.
40 years later. That would have been a great
H4O.
Title.
I don't mind. It's, I don't know. I think it kind of has a ring to it. Like, saying it out loud. Like, I understand, like, water, it is kind of bizarre. But, like, Halloween, H2O.
You should have drowned him.
That's kind of...
That would have been cool.
You should. You,
we,
yeah,
saw, we saw
should've.
From 5. He does not do good with water.
Oh, God. I'm sorry with that.
Actually,
fucking...
I kind of wish that happened in H2O. So for, like, the photo that I post, like, I would have loved to have Michael Myers going down the river for Halloween H2O.
I should have. You know, as bad as that was, that his, I still think this Michael Myers is worse. I that's my least favorite, man.
I mean, I thought a lot of the structure of the scenes, he was scary. He was used.
I guess, man,
well.
That stupid spiked hair, man. I don't know. Maybe it's me. It could be me. So this is just my opinion of that.
Well, you don't listen to, like, the mask, but would you say generally, like, character?
No,
like, how
I think he's
used?
Like, no, I think he walks weird. Like, I just don't like him. I think he's, I don't know who it is, what stunt guy or actor it is, but. Even him walking, I did not like an H2O.
You know what I didn't like in this movie, too? I didn't care for the weird, like, hallucinatory sequences where Laurie Strode thought that she was seeing Michael.
Yeah,
those
are weird, yeah.
And it was always, like, her boyfriend. Wasn't that what it was? Like,
exactly, that's why I think he was supposed to be the...
That would have been
the
cool.
Copycat killer. I feel like that somehow started getting filmed and then...
Maybe.
Got changed to the part
that
of him not being it. Like,
and
yeah,
like
he found
cool
out who she
like,
was.
They shoot him at... If you slow it down, like, it is Michael Myers, and then it cuts them shooting, it cuts back, and then that's, like, LL Cool J. I think so. That would have been cool. It would have been even more Scream if they did do that, like, with
a
twist like that, but, yeah, I don't know.
Or the perfect way to end it, have the copycat, be a copycat killer, and then for, like, some fucking reason, actual Michael Myers shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have been cool.
No explanation of who this other fucking person was.
Yeah.
You just know it's Michael. Like, no fucking eyeballs or something.
Yeah, that's true, though, man.
That would be cool.
I mean,
so
no explanation of why he can move around without fucking eyeballs, but it'd be like a V for Vendetta thing. Just, like, burnt, no eyes, but, like, knows his surroundings.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Yeah. Has that evil sense. But I don't know.
Yeah,
H2O's, I guess, a decent sequel. Not the worst one. But, you know, it's definitely not the best.
Yeah.
There's also, like, that too big, like, when you're in the nurse's home, the house feels way too big. When they're in the school, like, all these things seem way too big. I like the area where it was, like, the weird kitchen that they had, because it was more enclosed.
Yeah.
And more enclosed was, like, scary. I didn't care for, like, the opening thing where the camera was, like, floating around on a steady cam, like, oh, there's a closet! And then they did, like, a quick cut of the original movie in the closet, and then...
Yeah. That's right, and they were doing, like, dissolve... Yeah, you know what, dude, I'm glad you brought that up, because even the opening was so long. I remember, like, I paused, like, dude, we're, like, 15 minutes in, and they're just doing the credits now.
The moment later where she sees the closet, and she's like, fuck now, or whatever, was great.
Mm.
Oh, like, what, when she puts her boy in there?
I think, it might be right before that, where she's looking for a place to, like, she's running from him, and she opens up the door, and it's a closet, and I think she's like, fuck now.
Yeah,
I think
that's
funny. Like, yeah, that's great.
But it was good seeing Jamie Lee, and I love, that's, but Adrian Barbeau, I know, won't get it with this podcast, we talked about it on Escape from New York, but Jamie Lee Curtis is another one for me, man. I love her, man. I love those 80s Scream Queen gals. Gordney, Gina Davis, I love all those babes. The babes, man. Jamie Lee, she's the master of them.
Yeah.
She's the queen.
She's the queen, man.
Yeah, she is.
But, I don't know, dudes.
Yeah, I guess that wraps up H2O, and tomorrow, the infamous Resurrection. I'm excited to talk about that one.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Yeah.
With another rap star. It's funny that H show had LL Cool J and 8 had
Busta
Rhymes. Karate Kick and Busta
Malcolm
Rhymes.
Malcolm McDowell, like that. It just kept going.
But we are
Cinema D'Amore. We're at Cinema D'Amore on Twitter, iTunes,
Facebook.
Please rate. subscribe, review us, whatever, do all those things.
Yeah.
You know, the same spiel I say at the end of every episode. I'm JJMorgan19 on Twitter.
ChuckFin66.
At Bradwacker, but I have one more thing to plug. We did a, you probably saw this years ago, we did this comedy parody short called Saturday Night Myers, which is a Saturday Night Fever and Michael Myers kind of like 2.5-3 minute parody video. Check it out. Saturday Night Myers. Even you guys in the room right now.
Oh, yeah, nice.
You saw that before. You saw that.
I don't know if
right?
you showed me.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah.
We'll just throw it up the same day.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Myers. It's a funny one. At Bradwacko on Instagram.
All right, well, we'll check it out. And I'm at James Reinhardt on Twitter.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween, everyone. Catch you tomorrow.